Hello, today with the Sanctuary, we are talking to Varenya Gare, who is an RPI student who has spent the last couple of years living in India. First off, I like to just ask, are you planning to return to campus in the fall?
So, just last night, I decided not to return to campus in the fall, but it's less to do with the entire pandemic and more because passport offices are closed. And that means that my passport won't be able to be renewed in time. So I won't be returning to campus in the fall.
Will you be doing online classes then?
Yeah, I'm trying to get all of my classes online.
How does that work with the time difference?
I won't lie, it's kind of tough. I have a lot of classes that go till 3:30 a.m. But I try to plan my schedule so that my sleep schedule isn't as bad as it could be. And my family's pretty supportive and very helpful with it, so it works out.
Has the school offered you any support in this way?
So for all of their students, they've tried to have exams, like for my classes anyway. My exams are stretched over a 24-hour period, and I can take them at any point in that time, so I can take it during the day for me. And all of my lectures are recorded. So unless I absolutely have to be there, most of the time I can just listen to the recordings later.
That's good. So you are a U.S. citizen, but I'm sure you've heard about the deportation of international students who are taking online classes. That luckily was struck down, but do you have any thoughts on the reasoning behind that?
I have a few theories of why that might have been done, but and as to the effect I've seen, it's been pretty bad. Like, I have a lot of cousins that aren't American citizens and who have come back to India. And the issue, what happened was those that were still in India, that were still in America and couldn't come back to their home countries because of travel laws and such and had only online classes, they had no idea what to do. And students that were here already and their universities that were trying to give even one class in person for students that were there, that meant that their system was hybrid, which means they had to either come back to America or lose their visa. It was honestly like being stuck between a rock and a hard place. They felt very trapped. And I'm not sure what the reasoning for that could have been, but I think part of it might just have to do with hurrying up the reopening plan for the country at large. And international students and universities, they're a really big part of that. So I think that might have been why it came into force, and I'm really glad it was struck down, because there's a lot that like people don't consider when trying to find a solution to that. There were a lot of petitions going around talking about how we could have at least one class in person for international students that were stuck in America, but the impact of international students that would have on international students that managed to make it back home wasn't something that was really considered.
Have you had any thoughts on coming back to America?
So while my major reason for not returning in the fall will be because of my passport, I did have a lot of misgivings just because even the best laid plans for how to keep people safe and healthy, especially in colleges, those do tend to fall apart. Like, for example, during flu season, one person gets sick, everyone gets sick. Colleges just tend to be like that kind of community where everyone is surrounded by other people. And if you're not surrounded by other people, you do feel really lonely, and it's really hard to deal with that. Which is why I was considering staying home, even though the time difference makes things hard. At least here I'd be surrounded by family, and I'd be in a safer environment than I would with the common dining facilities and like lecture rooms and just common living facilities.
Mm. America has sort of stopped reporting on what's happening in other countries. How are things going in India?
So it was a pretty big deal in March, I guess. India went into complete lockdown for a few months. They just, like, no one was allowed out, all businesses were shut down, it was an entire thing, and if for some reason that did not even begin to slow down the rate of infection, and now when everything's opening up again, things are just worse than they were before. So if anything, the rate is just rocketing. And it's, I think India's right now has the third most COVID cases in the world. And yeah, it's not great. It's not a great situation to be in. But I think what did happen was the initial lockdown period did give our healthcare system a chance to brace itself and to bring in the equipment and supplies it would need to deal with a crisis of this magnitude. And also there are antivirals around that are definitely doing more of an impact, which is why while there are a lot of people being infected, something that people have noticed is that the death rate in India, the death toll seems to have gone down a lot. Which might be because of how late in the crisis the pandemic hit the country.
Here it tends to be almost a political opinion. People see the virus. What are people's opinions of it in India?
India is, I will say, a developing country to the state, which means people don't tend to... Well, okay, that is not true. People do tend to politicize things as much as anywhere else, but... What does happen is there's almost a fanatical belief in the government to the extent where the lockdown, like when people are expected to just stay in their houses for 2 to 3 months and nothing was open and no one was allowed outside and there was an entire curfew, people still followed it. There is a tendency to, I personally believe that there's a tendency to panic hear a lot, and that mass panic, if anything, it has turned the virus into more of a monster than it is, less than like, and debating its existence is completely out of the question, I'd say.
You said you have cousins who mm-hmm. were studying in the States through visas. Do you know what they plan to do?
So they're back in India right now, and when the policy came out at first, they were very disturbed by it. But now with them being allowed to take online classes, I don't think anyone's coming back to university just because of like the dangers of international travel right now. It's very scary and there is no real way to keep you safe for that. It's almost a 30-hour flight, like a 30-hour journey. And a direct flight would be last time, but usually it takes 30 hours with layovers and everything. And yeah, it is very daunting. And there is also the worry that once they get back to college, universities will go back online, which is seeming more and more likely by the day with rates not slowing down. And if that does happen and travel restrictions are clamped down again, that would mean that they'd be stranded. And I don't think that's something anyone's willing to risk, really.
Yeah. How do you think OPI specifically has done with handling everything?
I will say that RPI took the pandemic seriously pretty early on. However, and right now, some of their policies are like, they're very strict. Some say to the point of being too strict. For example, there is this policy that even people that live off campus, they need a specific bathroom ratio to the number of residents, and if they do not fulfill that bathroom ratio, I think it's like 2:1, they won't be allowed on campus. And stuff like that has made like the number of people actually going to be on campus very low. They claim to be testing very regularly and to be sanitizing very regularly. I won't say they've been very forthcoming with information, but they do seem to have a plan in place.
That's good. Before we end, is there anything you'd like to touch on?
I just think that with all the precautions colleges can be taking right now, and I know how important it is that colleges return to their normal functioning, I still think it is important for them to maybe keep most of their functions online right now, because even with the best of intentions and the best of healthcare policies, colleges can be, I will say, cesspools for infection. And It's a very dangerous time, and I think people should keep that in mind, especially on campus. Like, you know, follow the rules and maybe try to stay to yourself as much as possible.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. This has been great.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.